And the session was entitled, Who Was Rav Noach? I don't know if it's fair to even attempt to explain who Rav Noach was for two reasons. One, because he was just so different and so big. You can tell stories, but to really paint a picture for anyone that never saw it is like trying to describe color to a blind man. But then there's a second thing. Rav Noach always used to say this. People always speak in the name of Gedolei Yisrael. You know, if the Chofetz Chaim were alive, I'm sure he would have said this. And he used to say that the only way you could know what the Chofetz Chaim would have said is if you were the Chofetz Chaim. So that we learned with Rav Noach. He was so unpredictable. There was no way of knowing what he would say about anything. But what it really means is, to really understand who he was, you had to be him. So I'm not going to answer the question of who was Rav Noach, but maybe I'll answer the question of who was Rav Noach to me. And I want to talk about what I believe are the two most important things I really learned from him. I'm going to start with the first. People think that what Rav Noach was, just he was just all that kiruv. No. Kiruv was a subset of what he was all about. Rav Noach took Torah seriously. Don't we all? No. He took it seriously. When Chazal said something, what are they telling me? Oh, come on, that's just it's one of those Gemaras. No. Chazal, say something. What are they telling me? This is true of a Pasuk Chumash, of a Mishnah, of a Gemara, of a Rishon, a Halach in Shulchan Aruch. Every word is serious. Every word is serious. B, every word has to make sense. Because if you read it and it doesn't make sense, then you're not serious. How could it be the Torah says something that doesn't make sense? So you got to work through it, you got to make sense of it. But it doesn't stop there. They're talking to me. How does this apply to my life? Let's start with Chumash. We understand that the Chumash is not a collection of Bible stories mixed with halachas. The Ramban begins his parish with this. The Maral brings, it's a Zohar. What does the word Torah mean? Torah miloshen hora, instructions. And Rav Noach would always say every word of Torah is part of this collection of the instructions for living. Can you present this, whether it was to someone off the street or some ben Torah, someone learning in yeshiva? The Chumash is instructions for living. It is relevant, practical, and you've got to understand it and live it. This goes for every story we read in the Torah. It's not there for the sake of teaching us history. The purpose of Torah is to learn how to live. In the Sefer Malas HaTorah of the brother of the Gra, he mentions, there's the memory of Rav Chananya ben Akasha that we see at the end of Pirkei Avos. Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael, Hashem wanted to be mezakas. He wanted to give us all kinds of great things. Lefikach hirbach lahem Torah u'mitzvos. So he gave us lots of Torah and lots of mitzvahs. So he asks, what's the hirba? Well, he gave us so many. Give us 613. Hirba, many. And what's this? Torah u'mitzvos. So he writes there, there are so many more than 613 mitzvahs. Every story in the Chumash is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It is a Torah directive in how to live. Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael. If you read the Chumash and ask yourself, what is this teaching me? Not only the halachas, not just the mitzvahs, but every story. You will learn how to live. There is no dilemma in life, no situation in life for which there isn't a correct answer. And the answer is to be found in Torah. Studying Torah is not studying Jewish lore or Jewish tradition. It's reading the instructions for life. It begins with Chumash. And by the way, that was something that Rav Noach pushed so often. You sit there with the Chumash. Ask yourself, what did I just read? Did this make sense? What did this pasuk say? What's it telling me? What am I now going to do different from what I did yesterday? And this goes for every Maimer Chazal. It goes for every Halach in Shulchan Aruch. One of the Halachas in Shulchan Aruch, he used to talk about, is a Sif in Shulchan Aruch that most people just read through and go on to the next one. It's based on the Lashon HaRosh at the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Ra'ui l'chol yirei shamayim. It is proper for anyone who has yirei shamayim, someone who fears heaven, lios meitzer v'doeg, meitzer, to feel pain, v'doeg, to worry, to be concerned. About what? The Churban, the Chilul Hashem. It's the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. What's this telling me? It means you can't just live your life, enjoy everything you enjoy, be concerned with the things that bother you, and overlook overlook the most important issue that should be facing every one of us, the Chilul Hashem of Churban, of Golus, and of course the state of the Jewish people today. You know why Reb Noach was into Kiruv? Because that was his thing. He was into Kiruv like he was into everything else that the Shulchan Aruch told us to do. You gotta be Meitzer V'Doeg. Feel the tzar. Doeg. Doeg means a concern. What am I gonna do about this? So it wasn't even about all about Kiruv. He was all about taking Chazal seriously. Every halacha, and every story, again, there's no such thing as a Bible story. Everything is Torah. Everything is instructions for living. He used to tell the story that when he was young and he was in yeshiva, he loved to learn late at night, very late at night. And often he would get up late in the morning and he missed the yeshiva's davening. He was in Eretz Yisrael then. Mashkiach, Rav David Karnglass, tried talking to him, explaining to him about the importance of getting up in the morning. It didn't work. One morning after a very late night, Reb Noach shows up there early for davening. And then the next morning. So Reb David approaches Reb Noach and said, "What did it?" Reb Noach said, "I was learning Hilchos Talmud Torah. And it says there that Divrei Torah are only miskayim, they will only stay with someone who is memis atzmo aleho, who kills himself over it." He told himself, "Kills yourself over it. I can't have a good night's sleep. That's not called killing yourself over it. I'll never be a Talmud Chacham." So I decided, doesn't make a difference how late I go to sleep. Get up first thing in the morning, be in time for davening and for Seder. I'm going to kill myself for learning. So he said, Rav David told him, if people would take halakha seriously the way you do, there would be no need for a mashgiach. It said so. You got to kill yourself. Taking Torah seriously. It's real. It's not nice ideas. It's not stories. It's not lore. It's real. And once again, it's got to make sense. It's got to make sense. You don't do crazy things and think you get prizes for them. It's got to make sense. If you're reading it and you come out with something funny, read it again. It's real. That was the first thing. Then comes the second one. You see, the first was taking Torah seriously. The second one is taking a Jew seriously. Taking yourself seriously. You see, Reb Noach was a very caring person. A very caring person. One of the things he took very seriously was the mitzvah of Avas Reim, the words of the Rambam, you're to love every Jew like your own self. And the Mesillas Yesharim says, without any difference whatsoever, to love every Jew no less than you love yourself. And he took that seriously. And he was there for everyone. You know, over the years, he was betrayed by so many people. He cared about every one of them. He used to help people that double-crossed him. He cared for everybody. But you know, we were so scared of him. It was frightening to be around him. He had no tolerance for human weakness. He didn't believe in human limitations. One of his lines in Halacha was, "Onis Rachmana Patre." If something is beyond your ability, you don't get punished for it. He used to say, that's only a halacha when it comes to the Beis Din. That's a halacha down in the court, down here. Up in heaven, Hashem doesn't accept that because he knows better. There's nothing we can't do. There's no such thing as something that's beyond your ability. Where do human limitations come from? We make them. We make them. He used to say all the time, if you say that there's something you can't do, you're an apikoris. Why are you an apikoris? Because if you say there's something you can't do, that means that there's something else you say that you can do. You can do it on your own. You don't need Hashem to do it for you. Who gives you the strength? Who gives you the ability, the wisdom? It's all Hashem. So what are you saying? Hashem can do something? You made yourself into somebody. Oh, this is what I can do on my own. And that's what I can't do. So you're not Bikoris, because you can't do anything without Hashem. With him, Hashem can do anything. You believe that Hashem is the one that's giving you the strength, the insight, the wisdom, the ideas. So why put limits? He can do anything. It's not Hashem. You're not Bikoris. To say this all the time. He used to tell us, this is what we got to get done. And we'd say, we don't know how. And he'd say, figure it out. Try it. Where's your Yirah Shamayim? If you had Yirah Shamayim, you'd figure it out. And that was the way he operated. That was the way he operated. You know, he created a vocabulary to this very day. To this very day. Off the record, all the Makarvim out there, regardless of what organization they're working for. You want to give a really effective class that's going to change somebody? It's one of Reb Noach's. He created a whole curriculum. He felt it had to be done, and he just wouldn't rest to see Reb Noach at work. He used to pace back and forth with this strained look on his face till he'd come up with an idea. But I'll tell you, the whole issue was presentation. The way he learned up Chazal, it really spoke to everybody and anybody. Five levels of pleasure. He was reading the Sefer HaChinuch, and that's what it says. I'm sure lots of people read that Chinuch. They never thought of it in those terms. I'm sure lots of people read the beginning of the Mesillas Yesharim and didn't think of it in the terms that Reb Noach did. So first he took it seriously and he took it to himself. And then he racked his brains on how do you present this. He created a yesh me'ayin. He created a whole new way of talking to people. Because he had Yerushalayim. Because it's got to get done, you can do it. If you know it has to be done, you'll do it. And he always used to tell stories about people when it came to losing their fortune, losing their business. They found ways of saving it. One of his favorite stories was an article about someone from Jew. His business was nursing homes. He had this nursing home. And he had a non-observant Jewish woman there, elderly. And she insisted that he get her non-kosher food. That he serve her non-kosher food. Now, halacha doesn't permit it. Legally, if she'd sue him, they'd close the place down. He was going to lose his fortune. He tried with the lawyers, there was nothing to do. There was nothing to do. So he tried something else. He spent time with her and slowly got her more and more interested. And you know something? He was makar of her. So Reb Noach used to say, if your fortune is on the line, you know how to do kiruv, huh? If Hashem means something to you, you can do anything. You got to believe in Jews. You know why he knew that you could be makar of people? It wasn't done till then. It was unheard of. He believed. He believed that there's greatness in every Jew. And if you really hear truth in a way that speaks to you, not in some kind of outdated business about tradition, but if you really understood the Torah spoke to you, it was relevant, you saw it was true, he believed every Jew would be willing to make every life change and every sacrifice, because we're great. So he made demands on us. Because he believed in us. And he dared get kids who could do anything to choose to sit in the Beis Medrash and learn and keep the mitzvahs and give up in many cases giving up their whole social structure. Making major sacrifices, headaches with family. He knew it was doable. He believed in Jews. So bottom line, who was Reb Noach to me? He was the man that took Torah seriously and he took Jews seriously. We got to learn these lessons. We got to learn these lessons. Everything you learn makes sense, and you got to ask yourself, so what does this tell me? What does this mean to my life? Beginning with the Chumash. Take every Chazal seriously, every Halacha seriously. And then believe in yourself and believe in every Jew you meet. If we're all going to live that way, I'm telling you, we can change the fate of the Jewish nation. We can turn things around. We can bring Mashiach. Reb Noach left this world with all of his accomplishments. With all of his accomplishments, he saw himself as a failure. The Jewish people is still, by and large, non-observant, and Mashiach isn't here. I didn't do it. And what he left us was with that mission. I didn't get the job done. Make sure you do. Now we're all here at this. Take Torah seriously. Take yourself seriously. And believe in every Jew. And together, we are going to change the state of Klal Yisrael forever.